You're listening to Focus on Issues on KECR 910 AM, your local look at issues important to our local community. My name is Suong Tran. Today's guest is Maureen Legge. She is the Executive Director of the Eric Paredes Save a Life Foundation. Maureen, thank you for coming on the program.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you've been on the show before, but in case we have some new listeners, why don't you remind us what the Eric Paredes Save a Life Foundation is?
Certainly. The Eric Paredes Save a Life Foundation provides free heart screenings to youth age 12 to 25 to look for abnormalities that put them at risk for sudden cardiac arrest. Sudden cardiac arrest is the leading cause of death in the U.S., but what a lot of parents don't know that it's also a leading cause of death under 25 and the number one killer of student athletes. But heart screenings aren't part of regular checkups or pre-participation sports physicals, so we offer them for free.
Okay. Do we know what causes sudden cardiac arrest?
Well, the abnormality that is that causes sudden cardiac arrest is either an electrical problem or a structural problem in your heart. And you're born with it. It's either unique to you or it may be a condition that you've inherited. It's part of your family gene pool.
Okay. So sudden cardiac arrest is caused by a heart defect?
It is a heart defect, an abnormality. So, and there's many different kinds. One is hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which is an enlarged heart. One is Wolff-Parkinson-White, which is an extra pathway in the heart. So when the heart is beating, it's arrhythmia, it's muddled. One is long QT, which is a different kind of fatal arrhythmia. So all these things where the heart attack is about blood flow, and those things don't happen until later in life when you're a smoker or you have had a chance to clog your arteries or you don't exercise, it impedes the blood flow. Whereas sudden cardiac arrest is about a structural or electrical problem in your heart that many times can be corrected.
Oh, okay. So it is a heart defect, and for some reason the heart just suddenly stops?
It suddenly stops because of the abnormality. The heart can suddenly stop beating.
Okay. And your foundation is focused on screening young people ages 12 to 25 years old to find out if they're at risk for sudden cardiac arrest. But can sudden cardiac arrest happen to anyone at any age?
Yeah, it's the number one cause of death in the U.S. I mean, estimates are between 300,000 and 400,000 people die in the U.S. alone from sudden cardiac arrest every year.
Wow, number one cause of death in the U.S. Tell us about the screenings that you guys do.
So the screenings we provide are open to the public. People simply go on and register and fill out a screening packet. And when they come, they get the cardiac questionnaire that they review with a nurse. It talks about how they feel, their exercise, or how their heart feels sitting, standing. Also their familial history, which is really important. That tells us if they're potentially inherited heart condition, like if somebody in your family had a sudden cardiac arrest under the age of 50, or an accidental, an unexplained drowning or car accident. Lots of times people have arrests while they're doing other things, and so it's not diagnosed as sudden cardiac arrest. So they have this cardiac questionnaire that they review. They get an EKG, which is an electrocardiogram. It measures the beat of your heart. They speak with a cardiologist who goes over your cardiac history and looks at the EKG. And if indicated, kids can also get an echocardiogram, which is an ultrasound of your heart. Like anybody who's had a baby knows what that looks like, and they can see the structures and the chambers and the way that it's formed.
Okay. Earlier you said that sudden cardiac arrest is the number one killer of student athletes. So if our child is not an athlete, should they also come out and get tested?
They should. Even though sudden cardiac arrest is four times more likely to happen during exercise, so an active youth, whether they're an athlete or not, is at a higher risk. But everybody has the potential to be at risk. In fact, in the history of our foundation, we find about 1 in 100 kids at risk.
Wow.
Either an abnormality they didn't know they had or a familial risk factor.
Yes. Because on the outside, they look healthy and normal, right?
Well, that's what's so insidious about this particular issue is that lots of times kids either don't have any symptoms or they don't recognize the symptoms because the symptoms can masquerade as many other things like fainting. number one sign of a heart condition. And in Southern California, obviously, with the heat and dehydration and our uber-competitive sports ethic, you know, kids faint and people just think it's they're being pushed, you know, to their limit. But really, not that everybody who faints has a heart condition, but fainting is the number one sign of somebody with a heart condition. Other ones are dizziness, excessive dizziness. Your chest hurts, especially with exercise. Shortness of breath. So these are all things, if you're an active person, you recognize these things as, you know, the way you feel when you work out. But the understanding is, if it's excessive, if it's more than it should be, if a young person doesn't recover, you know, they can't catch their breath or their chest doesn't stop hurting, you know, within a short time of stopping the activity, that's not right. They should be able to, especially kids that are continuing to work out, your body theoretically should be getting in better shape. So it shouldn't stay hard.
But don't student athletes get a physical from their doctor?
That's a great question. They do. They are required to get a pre-participation sports physical, but that does not provide a heart screening. Some pre-participation sports physicals will have a cardiac questionnaire, but it doesn't provide an EKG. And in our opinion, in our foundation, a cardiac questionnaire isn't enough because there are so many kids that answer all those questions fine. From the look of the cardiac questionnaire, there is no issue. And then we do an EKG and we see something.
Yes, that's true. Most physicals don't include an EKG, which is, I'm sure, pretty expensive.
Actually, the reality is EKGs are less than $100. If you were just going to go pay for one and it wasn't covered by your insurance, they're less than $100. Really, especially for an athlete, it's like a new pair of sneakers. So the dialogue on why they're not included in regular youth health care, sometimes it's hard to understand why when they're really not that expensive.
So, Maureen, how long has your foundation been offering these free heart screenings?
So we've been screening for about 5 years. Our foundation came into being because Eric Paredes was a 15-year-old who suddenly collapsed on his floor one day in the middle of the summer. He was an athlete, but he was home packing for a trip to go on a vacation with his mom and dad, and he just died. So his mom and dad started this foundation to try to protect other kids.
In the past, you've talked about the work that you're doing with CIF. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. We have a wonderful partnership with CIF, which is California Interscholastic Foundation. So they run high school sports in California. And we invited them to introduce new protocol to their sports program this year that would educate coaches about sudden cardiac arrest, what it is, because here we have all these athletes that are out there, and if coaches could be more aware of what these symptoms are, I mean, they're with their kids every day training, you know, if they could be more aware of some of these symptoms and could see when they're not quite right, that could be helpful to the parents to, you know, let them know what their child's doing. Lots of kids just don't talk to their parents about how practice went, or they just don't get into detail, you know. So we hope the coaches can be better educated about it and also understand the cardiac chain of survival, should a sudden cardiac arrest occur, what do you do? And there's also an information sheet now in all high school athlete sports packets that they have to sign that gives them information about it as well. And hopefully it's a awareness campaign that hopefully starts the dialogue going between parents and teens and coaches and educators and the medical community to just talk more about these symptoms. Lots of times if people don't bring them up, nobody has a chance to explore if there's an issue.
Yes. And I'm sure that most of the time when the athletes show these symptoms, when they're complaining of their chest hurting or they're having trouble breathing, they'll just be sent to the sidelines, wait it out, wait until they feel better, and then they're back in playing.
You know, typically that's what happens. I mean, unless there's some other excessive issue, some of the aspects of what's so insidious about this particular condition is that these symptoms can be missed. You know, and then kids want to play, so they might have a symptom and they don't talk about it because they want the playtime, or their parents want the playtime for their kid, or they're going for a scholarship. So, you know, or they don't want to look different. They don't want to stand out. Okay. There's all kinds of reasons kids don't talk about what they might be feeling, so we're just trying to start the dialogue.
Okay. So do you have another screening coming up here before the year ends?
We do have another screening. You know, I also wanted to mention, we just did a survey with CIF statewide, and we have about over 1,500, almost 1,600 high schools in California. And based on the survey, it looks like 15% of those schools have an awareness of a sudden cardiac arrest happening in their student community, in the school's history. So that's hundreds of kids right here in California, hundreds of high schools that have been affected.
Wow.
And we're just so excited that CIF has really started on this journey with us to raise awareness.
Wow, that'd be great if they can help spread your program.
Yes, it would be amazing.
Yeah. So tell us about the screening that you've got coming up.
So our screening is Sunday, November 8th, and it's at Francis Parker School in Linda Vista, and open again to all youth age 12 to 25. And they just simply need to go online at epsavealife.org and click Heart Screenings, and they just register and download the screening packet, fill it out, and bring it in. If you're under 18, you need a parent signature, and over 18, you do not. We do take walk-ins. If folks find themselves ready to come on Sunday and haven't registered, they can still walk in and fill out the paperwork.
Okay, so the next screening is on Sunday, November 8th, that's tomorrow, at where, Francis Parker School?
In Linda Vista.
Okay, what time does the screening start?
The screening's from 9 to 3, and it usually takes less than an hour to get through it, and our screenings also include some orientation on how to do hands-only CPR and how to use an AED. So should anybody be witness to a sudden cardiac arrest, these are the only two life-saving measures.
Yes, I was wondering about that. If someone is having a sudden cardiac arrest attack, doing CPR will help out?
So in the event of a sudden cardiac arrest, hands-only CPR is a bridge to that person staying alive long enough to get an AED shock. An AED is the only thing that will right the rhythm of a heart in arrest. And AEDs are in our community, public access defibrillators. There are not enough of them, but they are at schools and in different buildings, work and recreation. The law in California, unfortunately, doesn't mandate enough of them around, but you can be a bridge to the EMTs arriving with the AED and do hands-only CPR. The chances of survival increase unbelievably.
Well, everything costs money, and how is your foundation able to fund these screenings?
So we raise money throughout the year. We write grants and look for sponsors, and we have donors that contribute. We also, this month, are having our annual fundraising event, which is a golf tournament at the beautiful Riverwalk Golf Club on Friday, November 20th, and all the proceeds from our golf tournament, which includes Italian dinner and a raffle with some great prizes, we'll go to underwrite our Screen Your Teen program in 2016.
Oh, very nice. Okay, you've got your golf tournament on Friday, November 20th?
Yes.
Okay, at Riverwalk Golf Course?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Maureen, we've covered a lot of different things, but we're at the end of our program right now. Is there anything else that you would like to share?
We have some great videos to educate parents about sudden cardiac arrest prevention on our homepage, A Parent's Guide to Sudden Cardiac Arrest. So if you want to get more aware and be able to dialogue with your youth, ask them questions about how they're feeling, we'd love you to take a look at it. It's at epsavealife.org.
Okay, epsavealife.org. And you've got your next free heart screening taking place tomorrow, Sunday, November 8th at Francis Parker School in Linda Vista. And also your annual fundraiser golf tournament on Friday, November 20th at Riverwalk Golf Course in Mission Valley. We've been speaking with Maureen Legg. She is the executive director of the Eric Paredes Save a Life Foundation. Maureen, thank you for your time.
Thanks again for having us. We really appreciate your help.
And tomorrow's free heart screening takes place at Francis Parker School. The address is 6501 Linda Vista Road in San Diego, 92111. To learn more about the Eric Paredes Save a Life Foundation, their website is epsavealife.org. You've been listening to Focus on Issues. The opinions and views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or management. This program is presented as a public service of KECR 910 AM. If you're aware of a need, interest, or concern of the city of El Cajon, you can email me at stran@familyradio.org. To learn more about Family Radio, just go to our website, www.familyradio.org, or call us toll-free, 1-800-543-1495.
Thank you.